Welcome everyone to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez and I'm here with William Borkin. William, how's it going?
Hey, it's pretty good, Monica. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are your studies going?
Studies are going well. I'm a master's student. I'm studying soil and water science in the Department of Environmental Science. And I work under Dr. Mark Brousseau in the Contaminant Transport Lab. My research project is a comparative study on uranium transport through a couple of different aquifers. We have an idea that as water passes through these different types of aquifer materials, they'll leach out or like collect more or less uranium depending on how much surface area they come into contact with. They say that people aren't actually drinking any of this water, but we know from experience that there are other ways that water actually comes into the human food systems, either by being brought up by plants or at unregulated sources by animals. We know that people hunt, people graze animals, and they harvest food. So all of the food and water systems are interconnected.
Who might be impacted by uranium contamination in groundwater?
One of my study sites is in Monument Valley on the Arizona side. You might know Monument Valley is sort of on the border of Arizona and Utah. There are Diné communities who live up there, as well as other indigenous and rural peoples who live sort of remote pastoral agricultural lifestyles up there. And they have access to these unregulated water sources, either through their own consumption or through their livestock's consumption. So we're really trying to prevent people from having to resort to using these contaminated sources.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
I'm from Northern Arizona, and my partner and I are planning to move to the Navajo Nation when we both graduate from grad school. You might know there's over 500 abandoned uranium mines on the Navajo Nation. So I'm really looking forward to getting a chance to work with the Navajo EPA and try to characterize some of these abandoned uranium sites and try to convince the United States EPA to convert them to Superfund sites so they can get cleaned up. There's a number of criteria that a potential Superfund site has to meet in order to be classified and be eligible for funding.
William, I'm so stoked to hear that you want to go and live on Navajo Nation and create sustained change when it comes to uranium contamination and the protection of groundwater. You are outstanding. So props to you for all your efforts.
Thank you, Monica.
What are some of the tunes you have on your playlist right now?
I love music. I've always loved music. I actually grew up playing classical cello. I think some of that stuck with me. I listen to a lot of Bonobo and Emancipator. I listen to KXCI a lot. You know, I think a lot of the folk, alternative rock, and other types of music that they play is, it's really broadened my horizons. So I don't know that there's any genre that I don't listen to. I'll just leave it at that.
William, we're so grateful for your time today. Best wishes, and we can't wait to see what you do next.
Thanks, Monica. It was great to be here.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.